Hey guys, and welcome back to the Sending Out Car Class podcast. Today we're going to be discussing how to find the last 1 second. Now it can be quite frustrating as you're just starting out in kart racing and you're picking off, 1 to 2 seconds at a time because you're just starting out and it all seems a little bit too easy. You're like, oh, how good's this? Going faster, times are dropping. Then it comes down to that last second and it's extremely hard to put it all together to get onto that front pack. Now, it can be tricky, but we want to look at 3 key areas as to where drivers are potentially lacking from my experience of coaching, probably over 1,000 or 1,500 kids in the last 10 years. These seem to be the 3 main areas where drivers who are more than 1 second off seem to be struggling with. Now, the first point we want to look at is not using the whole racetrack. It might seem simple, but even just giving up 30 centimeters of racetrack on every corner, which some tracks have, 12 or more corners, is just slowing you down. So by not using all the track, drivers are either turning the steering wheel a lot more, which slows them down, or they might be lifting on corners where other drivers are flat out. So as we know, when you turn the steering wheel a lot more, it just slows the car down. So when you're taking a tighter line, a tighter circumference on these corners, that's just going to slow the car down. Or if you're backing off, then you don't actually have the speed or the acceleration to actually push the kart towards the edge of the track. So again, it's not using the whole track because you're just rolling around the corners rather than actually accelerating, and that's going to force and push the kart out towards the outside of the racetrack. Now, the ways that we want to try and pick up on those key spots are, if you're not using the whole track, try and get the driver to look further around the racetrack, because if their vision is just too close to the front of the kart, the chances are they're not paying attention to how much available track is in front of them. Or if the corner is a flat out sweeping corner and it's not really much of a turn, again, if they're looking too close to their feet, they don't realize, it's not really a corner. It actually can be taken a lot faster than what I might be taking it. The second tip we're gonna look at is not using the brakes. Now, this might sound silly, but drivers who don't utilize the brakes very well, and then they're more likely to overshoot the entry to a corner. So even if they back off a little bit sooner than the fastest kids, but then literally don't use the brakes, then by the time they get to the apex point, they've just got way too much speed. So what that's going to mean is that you're more likely to lose control when entering the corner. And that less grip generally means less corner speed to a degree. The second part is that the fast in approach then tends to mean that you're getting back on the throttle a little bit later, which is extremely costly in our lower performance categories. So thinking 4-stroke, cadet classes, even some of our restricted junior classes as well. So drivers want to get a little bit more familiar, a bit more confidence and comfortable with using the brakes. Now, it doesn't have to be holding the brakes down for 3 or 4 seconds. It's just having that short, sharp, quick brake. Then that brings your speed down, get some control, release the brake, turn in, back on the gas. So again, it doesn't take too much, but if you need to try and practice this on a practice day, when no one else is around in the middle of the straight, just try and slam on the brakes a couple of times. You might have a couple of spins. That's totally normal and that's okay. But just get familiar with what sort of brakes you're working with on your car. Now, the last point we're going to look at is when drivers turn in too early. Now, this is really, it's a coach killer. It's a parent killer. But it happens all the time to new drivers in karting and no matter the age. So drivers tend to be, again, looking too close to the front of their karts and they don't open up that vision. So by not seeing enough of what's in front of them, drivers then start to turn in a little bit too soon. And what happens then is they apex a little bit too early, and that could cause a bit of a slide in the rear or force them to accelerate a little bit later on. But this is all to do with their vision. So again, we turn in too early, that makes it a tighter entry to the corner, which generally means you're gonna have to go a lot slower around the corner because you don't have enough track width to go fast around the turn. So looking further around, apexing points will be a little bit later on around the turn. That means we can get back on the accelerator a little bit sooner and our exit speed will be a lot faster. Now, just remember that the last second is always the hardest to find. And, we're always trying to perfect every aspect of our kart racing. You want to drive it to the limit. You want to make no mistakes and make sure that the setup of the kart is on point. So don't get too flustered if you are in a little bit of a plateau. Like I said, my dad, when he was coaching me when I was a kid, used to get quite frustrated because it was very easy to find that, 1, 2, 3, 4 seconds when you're first starting out. But the last second is quite hard because for a lot of our younger drivers, they might be able to do 2 or 3 corners right on a lap, then make 2 or 3 mistakes. And then the following session, they fix up a couple of their mistakes and they make mistakes in the other corners. So they just can't quite gel it all together in that one session to almost perfect that lap and get it down to 0.5 seconds per lap. So hope this advice has helped you guys out. If you guys need to know more about your kart racing, then obviously be sure to visit us at kartclass.com. We have online programs to suit your driving, your mindset, and also your kart setup as well. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll chat to you next time. Cheers.